Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's episode, I want to talk about Twitter Spaces. So in the last couple of weeks, we've been talking a lot about audio and how the audio space has exploded between different platforms, one of them being Clubhouse, the other one being Twitter, and also Facebook and Instagram are now talking about adding an audio component to the platforms. And there are other platforms out there, other social media networks that are about to emerge that actually have been in the space, but not to the surface yet. So what we want to focus on today is talking about Twitter Spaces and how this is being rolled out currently. So this was in a beta, meaning it was being tested with a lot of people on Twitter in different groups and in different networks. And I was lucky enough to be in some of those groups, and I was able to see the very beginning stages of how they rolled this out and all of the different features and components inside of Spaces. So it definitely is different than Clubhouse. Clubhouse is a little bit more room structured. Twitter Spaces is based more so around your network. So what it does is it's collecting a lot of people inside of your network, and it is prompting them in the areas where you normally would see your fleet. And so for those people who don't know what the fleet area is, that's where the quote unquote, it's almost like an Insta story. And so now the Twitter Spaces is purple, it's highlighted, and it's like almost like flashing slowly, and it lets you know that there are Twitter Spaces. These kind of act like rooms, and you can speak to people in these rooms, whether you're hosting or you're a guest. You can be a listener or a speaker. And basically, you know, it has that same functionality of speaker and listener. And you can interact and speak with people in this one particular space. And I think the differences are going to be huge between Clubhouse and Twitter currently as the top two, you know, dominating platforms that have this feature. So what we know so far is that, you know, I think the benefits of Twitter Spaces is that you're building off of your own network. So if you're hosting a space, you are now inviting in your network. And this is great for different industries. It's great for journalists. It's great for media. It's great for PR. It's great for community outreach events. I think this is excellent across the board for every industry. And I think what we're going to see once these different platforms start to emerge and get a little bit more refined, and we start to learn about, you know, the risks associated to either Clubhouse, and we know what we're dealing with inside of Twitter Spaces, we are definitely going to find a lot of use for these different areas and quote unquote spaces. I think, again, you know, I've always said, I think Twitter is the top platform across all of the social media platforms, and it's always been. So since 2008, I think Twitter has always had the upper hand on being one of the better platforms. And so as they continue to enhance and add features, Twitter Spaces is definitely something that's going to, you know, transform the platform a little bit more into a, you know, a social network that is building your capital, you know. And I think with the pandemic and everything that's happened in the last 9-10 months, humans are really searching for the human connection. And what better way than to actually speak to other people? And I think people are really, believe it or not, I think a lot of people, the pandemic made people lonely. You were forced to stay home. You're forced to work from home. You're forced to have your children do their schooling from home. I mean, there has been so much isolation. So I think this is a perfect moment to see where we can go in reconnecting. And this is what I wanted to talk about today. So there are a lot of pros. Twitter Spaces, you will know if you have Twitter Spaces, because it will show you on the composed tweet. So if you hold down the composed tweet, you will see on that dial little dots. It's like little diamonds. So you'll know if you have Twitter Spaces by pressing on that. And as I said, there's a lot of differences. There's a ton of positives, and I think we're going to work through it to see what the differences are between the major platforms. But I think right now, I think the positive in what Twitter is offering is basically a space where you can really reconnect and connect with new and existing people in your network. So I thought this was a very interesting moment because as of today, I received access to Twitter Spaces, and I was just playing with it earlier just to see like what the capabilities are and to see like how it would, start and finish. And, you know, what it looks like inside if I'm a speaker and then there's someone else. So I haven't like officially organized a Twitter space, but I did do a run through just to see how it would work. And I'm excited because this is now another platform where you can optimize if you're a brand, if you're promoting a project, if you're promoting anything. I mean, it's very unlimited on what you can actually promote and do with Twitter Spaces. So that was my update for today inside of this in-between podcast that I am putting out. And if you have any thoughts, or maybe you have Twitter Spaces, or you've been on Clubhouse and you have any opinion on it, leave me a message, leave me a comment. And also, please head over to iTunes, leave a star review if you can. That would be much appreciated. And I look forward to seeing what everyone's thinking across the board between all these new features that are being released. All right, guys, I'll talk to you soon.